This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Where's the manager?
Walzer Automotive presents Car Selling Secrets.
Welcome to Walzer Automotive Group's Car Selling Secrets. This is the pre-Thanksgiving show. In studio with us, the lovely and talented...
Hello. Alex Brampernard Rasmussen.
ADD victim.
Yes.
Just like you were saying. Yep. Andy Brampernard.
And LA Nick.
And Tom.
We'll be right back after this exciting announcement.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. What are we doing?
We're doing Car Selling Secrets.
Oh, okay.
You have a little music
you're
coming
play some
back
tunes,
in.
But
well,
it's all right.
You don't want to go into another LA Nick sponsors Walzer Automotive Group.
No, we don't do Walzer commercials. I know this is only the 74th episode.
Well, but Nick was so into the first one. Figured he might want to do a second.
We get a guest in 10 minutes. We have enough time.
That's true.
You know what's funny? If you start looking at every car in front of you with a red light, like 10 out of 8 out of 10 will have a Walzer D sticker on it.
No, it includes the Wichita locations, but we sold 45,000 cars last year.
It's the last sell.
It blows my mind because when I came back to the company in 04, I think we had 6 franchises, and now it's like 26. It's
wild.
And we're working on some cool stuff. But anyway, this is our thrown together episode. I've known Nick for a long time, met him through Tom on the show back in the old deal. And I think you're the perfect guest for Car Selling Secrets.
Now, first I'm a car guy.
His name's L.A. Nick. He ran for the mayor of Minneapolis, and he's from Philadelphia. So if you can wrap your head around that.
Exactly.
It's Pan-Americanism.
On the show, Nick, we always have the guests start out by telling the story of the first car that they ever owned.
That's easy for me. I was driving around in somebody else's car. Friend, let me start over.
Is this in Philadelphia?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Now, I was born right after New Year's. So when I was born, the doctor wrote the wrong date by habit. He wrote 1963. Well, I was born in 64.
Oh.
So when I was 15, my mom gave me that birth certificate as a present. And I didn't get it. I'm like, what's this? Like, well, what's this piece of paper? She's like, look at it. Look at it closely. And that made me 16 so I could get my license when I was 15 legally, which was pretty cool. So I had already seen a 64 triple black GTO that was been sitting in some front of some lady's house with 4 flat tires. And it's been sitting there forever. It was perfect.
Didn't so this would have been, when were you, 15? So 1978. eight?
Somewhere right there.
Okay.
So I'm 56 now, yep. So do the math. And so
I'm trying to do the math.
I go and get my dad. I'm like, hey, come look at this. And my dad's a car guy. So I'm like, Dad, come look at this car. And we go there. It was a 64 black, his and her shifter, all triple black GTO, and it had four flat tires. Wow. And my dad went and knocked on the door, and the lady answered, and he said, you'd like to sell that car? My son would like to buy it. And the lady just looked at me, and she said, yeah, I'll sell him that car. I bought it for $200.
Now, a mint 64 GTO right now worth $150?
No. They're probably, you can pick one up for $40.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
That year's not a very... They're actually the hardest year to find, but they're not the big money. 69's the big money. Yeah. 67, 68. Okay, yeah. 69 Judge is the big one. But yeah, 64, they're only like in the 30s and 40s. But I love that car. I ruined it, of course, because I was 16.
How long did it last?
Oh, I had it into my 20s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm a little bit older than you, but I started driving cars in the 70s and buying them then, and that 60s muscle, nobody wanted them.
I'm not kidding you, Doug. I had probably 50 cars from the time I was 16 to 25.
Wow.
I just kept buying, fixing, and selling, trading, just nonstop.
You are a real car guy.
Well, you think about it. So it's like, so in the late 70s, you're saying no one wanted those mid-60s cars, but how big are like 2005s right now? They're not old enough to be classic,
well,
but they're not new.
90s cars. Well, no one wants 90s.
But there's a good market for like... mid-2000s Hondas and Toyotas, yeah. They sell instantly on Craigslist.
Oh,
everybody
really?
Wants
but
them.
Like
because they're inexpensive
like
and they're reliable.
Like a Buick Regala or something. Like nobody wants that.
Well, yeah, but they're not like, you know, people aren't buying really nice, you know, 2004s for, you know, $70,000 because it's like
right.
They're not collectible yet.
Right.
And they're just kind of old.
And they may never be.
Yeah, they may never be.
You don't know until much later, do you?
So it's all about what somebody wanted when they were 16 and later in life they have
yep.
the money to buy that.
You know
car.
Who
it
told
is.
Me that the first time? Maury Wagner, who was the original owner of Maury's Automotive Group, yep. got this drop-dead car collection. He started out as a mechanic in Long Lake in the 50s. And he's got a shed out there, It's got to be... 120,000 square feet. And
it's a pretty big shed.
Rows and rows. And, you know, some guys will collect some T-Birds. He'll have, like, the 53 through the 59 turbo and non-turbo
I
models.
Did that
and
with,
then the Corvettes
that, like,
are on
the
other
Corvettes.
Side. And then he's got the Rolls-Royce section over here.
Wow.
And then it's just unbelievable. He said that same thing. He goes, if you want to know what you're going to make money on, look for stuff that guys who are 50 to 65 years old
wanted
when they were kids. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is...
Oh, yeah.
Those people now are looking at 70s cars, and 70s cars sucked. I mean, there's just the worst era in automotive
true.
History.
73 was probably the last good year.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the, you know, 70, 71, too, those are really.
That 351 Mustang at 350 horsepower.
Those are really 60s cars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they just didn't die
just
off. But
off,
I'm talking
right,
about,
yeah.
you know, Pintos and Mavericks yeah. and.
Things introduced.
Even the stuff that was cool, like the Grabber X and the stuff, they still sucked.
Yeah, they're terrible.
How about a Pacer?
Pacer X, they made a Pacer X in 390, man, but it's fast as hell, but it's still junk.
Yeah,
it's hideous.
Terrible car.
A hideous car.
So when I was in college, I had and it wasn't a very nice car, but it was a 68 442, a real one.
Yep.
And I traded it because I was, and a girlfriend in Minneapolis.
Was it W30
was
car?
Practicing in a band. No, it wasn't the W30. Practicing in a band in Bloomington, and I was working in Eden Prairie, and I was going to McAllister. I couldn't afford the gas, so I traded my buddy Even Up for a 73 Mercury Capri.
The hell?
Yeah, that wasn't a very good car.
So now a lot of people know this, but not everybody does. Nick has got a massive motorcycle collection. It's one of his passions. And now, is that are all your bikes out at the farm?
Yep.
I'm saying that because you're here in Minneapolis and you're going to go steal stuff. He's 45 minutes away. Actually, by the time he gets off the show, it's an hour and a half. How many bikes do you have?
I don't really know
about.
Right now.
I don't really know.
I think about 20.
Bullshit. You have more than 20.
I have some hidden. I can't say because Nancy finds stuff and she gets mad. I have just hidden some in front of the van in the garage.
Yeah, it's really
walking
nice.
Around the pasture and she finds a hidden
but,
staircase
but
down to
are,
a bunker.
Right. I did just get approval to turn
from
the
Nancy?
Dining room into a music room and put two bikes in there.
Put two bikes in the dining room?
As like pieces.
Yeah, it's art. There's old 60s, real little, you know,
how much
cool
vodka
races.
Did you have to pour in Nancy to get her to
She's loyal to the brand. I'm very loyal to Benelli in Italy, and she's loyal to that brand, too, because she knows the whole family.
Now, tell people what Benelli motorcycles are. What's the scoop?
Well, Benelli's the oldest, longest-running motorcycle company in existence. That's still in business.
So they're longer than Harley?
Oh, absolutely. Harley's went out of business twice.
That's right. Yeah, so it didn't go.
So they were closed for years. Yeah. I mean, 10-year spans they were out of business. And they were actually Italian for 10 years. Aramachi bought Harley.
I didn't know that. When was that?
In the 60s. So Aramachi bought Harley, and they were all Italian made. And
now, are those the guys that sold them to AMF?
Yeah, AMF sold to... Yes, they sold the AMF, yes.
The only Harley I ever owned was the AMF
and you
Sporty.
Know
it was the worst motorcycle ever made.
But some of the coolest-looking Harleys were AMF.
You're good at that. Cars, motorcycles, whatever.
I got some good luck lately, but the 60s and 70s weren't so good.
But yeah, Harley, most people know Benelli as shotguns because it was six brothers, and one of the brothers made shotguns, and it's number one selling shotgun in the world, number one in America by far.
Really?
Absolutely. Hmm. That's a really cool factory. It's a humanless factory. No humans in it. It's all
They make Benelli shotguns with no people.
No people. You're the first person to touch that gun when you touch it.
Wow. Really?
Yes. They throw all the stock in these. The wall opens up, and they throw all the stock in the side of this wall, and it goes in, and it's all automated.
Now, are they all gas-operated? Benelli shotguns? No, I'm serious.
What do you mean, guys?
So, as opposed to a pump action, they're semi-automatics. So,
yes.
So I've got.
I'm not a gun guy, so I'm.
I'm not a big gun guy, but I got into hunting about 30 years ago, and it was with a friend who was, and he always had the Remington 870. He goes, these things are bulletproof. You can take them apart in your sleep. Blah 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 blah. We're out duck hunting one time, and this friend of ours is along, and he's got a Benelli, I think, or a Satori. I can't remember. Bunch of ducks come in, and his gun jams.
Oh,
and he
God.
Goes, how do you like that effing piece of Italian crap now?
All guns can jam.
That's right.
But
gas-powered shotguns are more susceptible.
I think Benelli is the top-selling shotgun in America.
Possibly.
But
well,
yeah,
they're all going to be taken by the government in about a month, so good luck
They
to you.
Made those out of extra framing from the motorcycles.
Really?
They had
really?
So much framing left. It's all tubing. Yeah. They're like, what are you going to do with this tubing? And the guy's like... I'm going to make shotguns.
Yep.
They are one of the only shotgun companies that also make a rifle, too. So they do make rifles.
There you have it.
But yeah, Benelli is in a little town called Pesaro, Italy. There was 17 motorcycle manufacturers in that little beach town at one time.
Oh, my God.
Now, what part, where in Italy is it?
It's Rome's port city.
Okay.
So it's central Italy, straight across the Adriatic Sea. It's called the city that Rome built. It's a beautiful town. It's where the mountains meet the ocean. So up in the mountains is Urbino, and then down at the beach is Pesaro. And it's kind of a city caught back in time. It's almost like you're back in the 60s there.
Really?
The women still go out, they get all dolled up, and they ride their scooters with high heels on and little purses.
Oh, velvet and stuff?
Yeah, and all the older women
Italians
are on bicycles
are cool.
with their little purses and their high heels on bicycles, and they won't go out unless they're all done up. It's just a really neat little town, and it's one of my favorite places in the world.
We have got to take a break. We got a guest coming up. Grant McCracken will join us, the new honor code, and then following that, we have part two of Car Selling Secrets.
This is just going to be an exciting show.
No question. Tom Bernard, and here with me is the CEO of North American Banking Company, Michael Bilski. Michael, these are tough times for a lot of businesses. I know that North American Banking Company has been working hard to help several different small and large business owners throughout the state.
Tommy, our lenders are working with customers not only on recovery, but planning for the future. To date, we have helped over 365 businesses in the state by lending more than $70 million through the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program.
I know these programs can be challenging for a lot of businesses to navigate.
Right, with many revisions to the Paycheck Protection Plan and similar programs, keeping up with them hasn't been a two-foot putt for many business owners. At North American Banking Company, our team of expert lenders are working with our customers every day to help them understand and navigate these complex programs, simplifying them so our customers can focus on what they do best. Running their businesses.
Simple. I like it. Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's literally changed my life. My friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. Made in the USA. If you don't have a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time, because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows, yes, the one that started it all, for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more, by the way. Folks, now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, but they are the best Christmas gifts ever. $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow. Buy now, and Mike will extend his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code TOM. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-516-5146 and use promo code TOM. Grant, ready to go?
Yep.
Grant McCracken, I'm Grant McCracken, ladies and gentlemen. New honor code, a simple plan for raising our standards and restoring our good names. You got a lot of work ahead of you, Grant, if we're going to restore our good name, don't you think? You got a lot of work ahead of you. By the way, the book is available on Amazon and pretty much everywhere. Cultural anthropologist and thought leader Grant McCracken proposes a radical solution for our time of unprecedented scandal. A return to honor. How do we return to honor? Are you talking about as a country, as a people, or everything?
Yeah, I think it starts with people, and it feels like, you know, we've just had this kind of flood of bad behavior by people in every corner of the world, and, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be great if we could just ring a bell or declare a new philosophy or create a new religion and say, okay, we're starting again. But, of course, we're never going to do that. So it feels to me like one of the ways to take this on is to say to every individual, there are a few simple principles here that can increase your sense of honor, your conduct as an honorable person. And if all of us follow a few simple rules, then we're kind of, the accumulative effect will be a better, more honorable America.
You know, Grant, that your timing couldn't be better today, because there's an article in the news today in the national news about Lauderhill, Florida. At a Wawa store, W-A-W-A, they're kind of like, I don't know, they're convenience stores, gas station kind of thing. And right. These two guys got in a ferocious fist fight, I mean, to the point where one man's pants fell off. They were fighting so hard, so his naked butt was hanging out on the video for most of it. You know why they got in a serious fist fight, trying to literally beat each other to a pulp? Well, you know why they were fighting?
No.
Because one man had the nerve to hold the door for the other guy, and the other guy said, don't hold the door for me, you son of a bitch. I don't need your help. I mean, he was trying to be nice to the guy. They end up in a fist fight. What is that?
I don't know. And one of those guys broke one of the cardinal rules of honor, and that's keep your pants on.
Yes, that'd be good, Grant. Keep your pants on is a good starting spot. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I read that story, Grant. What has happened to us? Why are we so crazy right now?
Yeah, we've lost, you know, you think back, even, you don't have to go back very far, several decades, to think of an America where there was a kind of civility, and at the very least, there was that sense of, you know, look, do what you have to do in your life, just don't make me party to it, or, you know, don't inflict it on me. Do what you have to do, but leave me out of it. And now it kind of feels like everything's on the table, everything's negotiable, everything has to be thought out. I guess part of that is that we've, you know, these are difficult times and we've been driven to two ideological extremes, so everything's a fighting word these days, and it would be great if we could kind of scale that back. But, hey, I understand that people believe that the future of the country is on the table and we have to fight things out. I think we could fight them out in a more honorable way, and that is, look, I accept your right to say what you have to say. I'll even listen to it, however much I disagree with it, and I will expect kind of reciprocal courtesy. You'll listen to me, and at some point you hope that the rhetorical pressure comes down sufficiently that people are prepared not just to listen, but also possibly to entertain the other party's point of view. So, but as I say, these are moments are so fraught. It'll take a while to get there.
It will. The amazing thing to me right now is this doxing and cancel culture thing. What people don't seem to understand is, okay, we'll use me as an example. You come after me because I'm, you know, a public figure. You come after me and you destroy my my radio career, my voiceover career, whatever you've destroyed. How do they not understand you've just hurt my wife, my son, my daughter, my grandkids? You've hurt all these people because you don't agree with what I say. I couldn't get to that point, Grant. I can't get there.
Yeah.
Well, look at the Senator Feinstein for giving what's the name a hug.
They gave a hug. They got rid of her.
Unbelievable,
I know.
Man.
They got rid of her. It's she's 87.
Yeah. It's so sad. It's sad.
I know.
It's sad.
So, Grant, I just having you on today is a great thing because it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. I am grateful to be an American, but apparently a lot of people aren't. They can't stand America anymore. I don't know what America did to them, but they did something, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hair trigger kind of. In the book, I talk a little bit about how honor worked in Elizabethan England, and things got so nasty in the 16th century as Catholics and Protestants went at one another.
Yeah.
She said, listen, there are some things that are, she called them things indifferent. Some things we don't have to argue about. There will always be opposition, but let's take these things off the table. It feels to me like we need to do that, too, right? And doxing is just manifestly wrong, attacking people's livelihoods and their families and their security. That's manifestly wrong. That's dishonorable behavior if ever there were things. Because practically speaking, what happens? People stop standing for the truth they believe in, and then where do we end up if we no longer hear from the people who have things we need to hear?
You know, do we have to make the owners of Twitter and Facebook and all these other things accountable for the things they allow to appear on their site? Because that, to me, you know, I grew up in a very poor neighborhood, a very tough neighborhood, and I guarantee you all these tough guys on Twitter and Facebook wouldn't be tough guys where I grew up. I can promise you that.
Right.
It's made everybody a loudmouth jerk. We got to do something about
that. The CEO of LinkedIn came out last night in a statement, live video, and really hammered those guys.
Good. They should.
And he's, you know, he's a CEO of a top tech company, but he hammered Twitter and Facebook, saying that they did a lot of bad things.
They're getting people killed, and they don't have to answer for it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, they're more powerful than the country.
Yeah, they are. They are,
absolutely. And there's a kind of sanctimony at work in Northern California, I guess, where you suppose you so believe in the righteousness of your position that you're entitled to demote people on Twitter or to obscure their presence on social media. That's just astonishingly against the rules. And, you know, I always looked at those people who came out of Silicon Valley as pretty exemplary people. You know, they felt almost a little bit like philosopher kings, right? These deeply intelligent, worldly people. And to see them behave in this way is just, it's really revolting.
So how do you control it? I just looked this up so I would get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, I mean, the genie's out of the bottle. They're so big. I just looked this up. How many Facebook users does get added every day?
God, I have no idea.
500,000.
500,000 a day?
I thought it would be more than that. It was more than that at one time.
But how do you control the content? I mean, I get it, but it's just it's
well, they have
so
to be accountable
big.
For the really violent stuff.
It's actually not, the problem is not them controlling the content. It's the problem is them hiding content.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the problem.
They do a lot of that.
They're letting you see certain things geared towards who you are.
Right.
They know everything about
that.
You.
Yeah,
they follow everything you buy. They follow everything you like. They know what side you lean on.
It was very good.
They know everything about you. They're the new Big Brother.
So Grant, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I got to ask you, what's it like to advise Kanye West? That's got to be an exciting life, Grant.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, my advice was it was much more to the camp of Kanye West than it was to the man himself. He is like a city state, right? He's a complicated enterprise with lots of moving parts. So extremely, but the short answer is extremely interesting.
Oh, God, he's a very interesting guy. There's not about what a fulfilling life you've had, Grant. You live, I like it. He lives in Connecticut with his wife and three cats. I like that, Grant. The cats bring you some peace, do they?
They do.
That is a wonderful thing. Yeah. Grant, I think we need a lot more people like you who will step up and say, you know, this is not working. We got to get, again, I just love the name of the book, The New Honor Code, A Simple Plan for Raising Our Standards and Restoring Our Good Names. I love the name of the book. I'm really, really happy that you put it out. I could not agree more, Grant. We have to get back to being decent people. And I do think that we got to do something about digital, because it's going to get worse instead of better. Because all these people who would say things about me or whatever, because I am a public figure, would never say them to my face. There's no way they'd ever do
that. Right.
So, Grant, you got to come back. I got to talk to you again sometime. I want to reach out to you again, if that's all right.
I would love to, sir. It's been a pleasure chatting. Thank
nice
you
talking
so much.
To you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your lovely wife and your three cats.
Two cats.
He's got three cats.
Three cats.
He's got three, yeah. Thank you, Grant.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Grant McCracken, ladies and gentlemen, the book's called The New Honor Code. I'm telling you, we need an honor code. We've lost
our
minds.
Well, we need something, that's for sure.
Jesus, people have lost their minds with the way they act.
People are dicks.
you get in a fist fight because somebody held a door for you. They're trying to be nice to you.
The Feinstein thing, real. Senator Feinstein's the nicest lady in the world.
I know.
That just made me literally almost cried.
I've been purposely staying away from what happened to Feinstein.
She hugged the.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham gave him a hug. And the left went berserk in the party, man, and they forced her. They literally sat her down and forced her to give up her chair.
And Lindsey Graham is who?
Lindsey Graham's another Republican senator.
And he's
a real nice man, too. But Feinstein's the nicest lady in the world.
That's what I heard.
She's
87.
She's a sweetheart,
couldn't
man.
Let it go. She's 87. You want to let it go there?
She gave him a hug.
Jesus.
Big deal. They're friends. They've been friends for 30-some years.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. When did this happen?
Officially happened. But that's when the hug happened.
Okay.
But they pushed her out day before yesterday. And Chuck Schumer's the one who did it. He
of
took
course,
her in
I
private.
He is a hateable son of a bitch.
He took
that
her in
guy
private
is.
And said, "You have to step down."
Honestly, he
for
is
doing
a
that,
hateable
for doing
human
that
being.
In public.
And I can't stand his niece
but
either.
Who would kick someone?
I like Chuck Schumer.
There he is. Chuck
buy
Schumer.
Some glasses.
The glasses. All right, we got to take a break. Come back. Car Selling Secrets Part 2.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Sabre and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Sabre. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more, and please tell them that Tom sent you. Sabre and Bryant, whatever it takes.
You know, following the lead of Jimi Hendrix, you have to call this Car Selling Secrets, Slight Return.
Yeah, there you go.
I wonder what Hendrix would be doing if he was still around.
God, I loved him.
I wonder what he would be doing now, though, if he would be relevant today.
Well, he could
he'd be
crappy.
80 years old.
He could be.
Yeah.
You never know.
He could
he'd
be crappy.
He'd be 80 years old.
You know, sometimes they say it's a good career.
But he
could have
went like B.B. King.
Yeah.
All the way to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I love B.B. King, too.
But he played all the way to
He should have pulled the pin about 4 or 5 years before he did.
Lucille.
Yeah.
I saw when he was
last
late.
Couple of years, he was struggling. And it was kind of tough to watch.
Yeah, I understand that. But I love B.B. King.
Yeah, he was great to watch.
Oh, God.
All right, let's talk. I did some prep work.
Look at that. He's got prep work.
Prep work.
What, are you trying to embarrass the rest of us?
So, you know, it's weird in this country that people, there's a large number of people that think electric vehicles are like the end of the world.
Yeah,
but
they
I
do.
Tell
right.
you, the manufacturers are going full
they
speed
are,
ahead
man.
With this stuff.
People don't have no idea.
Let me read this. So this is what automakers are committing to spending on development of electric vehicles. Through 2025, General Motors will spend $27 billion.
Jeez.
Ford will spend $11.5 billion. Hyundai is spending $18 billion. Volkswagen, $41.5 billion
on
electric
vehicles. And you going
to be the
top electric vehicle?
Who?
Volvo.
Volvo?
Yep. They have right now, as of right now, they have the best model. It has the longest mileage. It gets 380 miles to a charge, and it can fast charge in 30 minutes.
Wow. Really?
Which is critical. So the battery technology is improving, and it keeps getting better. The new Mustang, and sadly, we're not a Ford dealer. Those will start getting delivered in the spring.
And look, GM's coming out with 1,000 horsepower electric Hummer, man. 1,000 horsepower.
1,000 horsepower.
On a related story.
A 1,000 horsepower, though.
Elon Musk just went by Bill Gates.
He's the second richest person in the world.
49-year-old entrepreneur net worth soared $7.2 billion to $127.9 billion.
God, and he's already a rich kid.
Yeah, he's already doing pretty well.
He's
no, a lot of it, you know, it's the rocket, the SpaceX business. And I don't know if he still makes money off. No, he didn't come from money at all.
Oh, yes, he did.
Did he really?
He came from a very wealthy family.
But I thought
he
was
checking out for me.
I thought he and his dad were not, because he's South African, and he came to Canada, I think, and kind of bummed around with one of his uncles.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Went South to Africa, then Canada, then the U.S.
And how much was his family worth when he left? About $8 billion?
I don't know if that's
Well, he made all his money on PayPal.
Yes.
That was his deal. That's how he got started. Yeah.
But yeah, he did come from a very wealthy family.
He did, yeah.
I wonder if he was. I had the feeling that he was somewhat estranged from his.
He's probably a slave trader. South Africa.
Well, this is a first on Car Selling Secrets. The guest just got up and left.
Yeah, no, he just got up and left. I think he
got a phone call.
Yeah, he had a phone. Well, he has his FedEx package that he needs to track down.
He does indeed. It's all true.
Yeah, he did become estranged from his father, yes.
Estranged.
But his whole family is successful and rich, so.
Yeah.
Like, he has a. Let's see, a younger sister who is a CEO of a video streaming site.
Yep.
He's got a brother who was a business partner of his. His dad was an electromechanical engineer. His mom was a model.
That's right. His mom was a model, I remember hearing.
I didn't know that.
Yep. So, yeah, he came from money.
Lots
of dough. Which is, you know, that might explain part of it, because you have that security net of your family's wealth,
yeah.
And you can take some out. And he's taken some outrageous risks.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much everything that he's done.
I loved my Tesla. The only, like I said, the bricking thing was the only thing that made me get rid of it.
I know a good amount of people with Teslas now.
Yeah, Paul Lambert's got one, the sedan. He loves the damn.
My
thing. Well, the S. That's a nice looking car.
It is a really beautiful car.
Yeah, I have one friend that has one, and then Dan's oldest brother just got one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get the big one?
I don't think so.
Did he get the big one?
The big one.
Oh, the four-door. There's a four-door now, right?
It's called the Tesla Big One.
The Tesla Big One.
I'm not sure what he got, actually.
I'm actually anxious to see what happens, because if you drive across this country, Tesla somehow got charging stations places.
Oh, right outside of Denver.
They're everywhere. No, they're all over the place.
Targets have like 15.
But they're supposed, they're going to only have about 2% of the market in 5 years.
Really?
Yes, that's what the numbers work out with how many cars GM and Volvo is supposed to be dumping the most. Tesla will only have about 2% of the market. So what happens to all those? They're going to all need charging stations too.
Yeah.
So does Tesla get pushed out of the spots?
That's actually a question I had for Doug that you might know.
I'll just make up the answer if I don't.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly.
So electric / hybrids, are the connectors for the charging cables proprietary or universal?
They are different.
Oh, so yeah, that's crappy.
So you can't
then.
Use
now,
a
hybrids,
Tesla.
Hybrids, most of them are not plug-in vehicles. There are plug-in hybrids, but most, like the Prius,
right?
And they do have a plug-in Prius, but the engine charges the battery while the car is being driven, and that's how it works.
Basically, like a really nice alternator.
I would think, like the government did with diagnostic plug-ins, they will have
to make
them all the same at one point.
Yeah, because if you think about it, if you have a hybrid, or not a hybrid, an electric car from one company, that means So if you don't have a Tesla, you can't use a Tesla charging station.
Well, no, because I don't think Tesla lets you, because they spent all the money building those things.
Well, nobody's
but I think
there.
The
Stop.
Ones that are in the shopping centers, and I don't know how they do it. I'm really a little out of my depth on this, but...
Just coming back from Denver, I'm like in the middle of nowhere, and there's this family sitting there for 2 hours charging up to death.
Really?
And I got gas in 5 seconds. Yeah. I'm like, what are you people doing, man?
Yeah,
no, they're not. It's a challenge to drive that stuff across country now, because the best ones on the market and coming out, you're right, are about 350-mile ranges, which is
Volvo's
6 or 7
380.
Hours. That won't even get you to Chicago. It'll get you to Milwaukee.
And that's the longest ones.
Yep.
So
it is.
It's
going to
get
ELR.
Better rather than worse.
Why didn't the ELR work? I love that car.
I think General Motors made some phenomenal marketing mistakes. One, the ELR was the world's nicest Chevy Volt. It was a car, at least one to Tom, just a beautiful looking car and the same technology, but they marketed it wrong because a lot of people, and I hate car people, would say, God, I need to get a good used car. What's the best deal in the market? This is about 5 years ago. I says, buy a Chevy Volt. They're 50 cents on the dollar.
Right.
It's a great car.
Right.
You go, I don't want an all-electric car. Well, it's not all-electric. It's a hybrid.
Right.
Well, why do they call it the Volt? That's a good question.
You know what's funny?
Electric
cars have been around since the 1800s.
Yeah.
They made tons of them in the 20s.
That's when they started.
Yeah, there was tons of them in the 20s, and they were actually better than the gas-powered cars. They really were.
But then the gas technology got better, and gas was cheap.
And they went faster. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
How about that reveal yesterday, speaking of electric cars? I can't remember who it was. A guy, the brilliant man, came out and said, you know the $2 trillion they want to spend on the Green New Deal? It will do nothing to change our climate.
No.
Nothing.
You know,
it's a waste of money.
The whole thing about all that, unless you stop India and China from dumping everything.
That was his point.
They dump everything. That's why it costs so cheap to manufacture there. They don't have an EPA. They just dump it.
Well,
so unless
China,
you stop
I don't know
about
India, but China does. I mean, in the automotive restrictions in Beijing are unbelievable.
In Beijing,
because they had, they can't function. It's
there's only 2 billion.
Pollution so bad.
India has nothing. They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
No.
Yeah,
my favorite is that picture of a little kid swimming in a pond, and they show the other side of the pond, and there's an outhouse that dumps right into the pond. Jesus, really?
Oh, they burn bodies on the side of the road.
They do,
In Beijing, if you buy a electric vehicle, there's no tax. If you buy a gas-powered vehicle, it's 100% tax.
Yeah.
And there's a lottery for if you get a license plate or not.
Oh, my God. And this is doing nothing to help the environment.
Well, it's actually clean.
No, I help
China's better now than it was 5 or 10 years
ago. We're the only country that doesn't tax on the CC. Almost every country in the world, the bigger motor you have in your car, the more you're paying.
That's right.
So for taxes, for your tabs, for tags, every year you have to pay that tax. So that's why everyone drives little Fiats and little scooters. And that helps emissions.
Well, but this is a much bigger country, too.
I know, but we're ridiculous. You go down the freeway, you see these 20-some or 30-some-year-old girl in this massive
This from
SUV.
A guy who earlier admitted to do 105 in a rental Chevy Silverado pickup.
There you go.
But that, I don't
what kind of mileage do those Chevys get at 105?
You know what? Awesome.
Really?
That truck was awesome.
Awesome.
Okay, so I was getting 350 miles to the tank full. It was costing me an average of about $37 to fill up that tank.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah. Until you hit Western states and gas literally doubles.
Yeah.
Doubles, man. You cross one single line in this country, gas doubles. It goes from 2 to 4.
Really?
Yeah, one line. You cross one line, it's $2 to $4.
That's because truckers out there get paid a lot more because it's... trucking in the mountain states is
state tax, isn't it?
Well, okay, state tax. California,
that's a big part of
California's ridiculous state tax. It's ridiculous.
It is. Well, we're headed there.
We are.
And then I noticed a bunch of things going on. If anyone's traveling, be careful because you'll see these road signs that says 2204 for unleaded. And you...
I think you just unplugged our timer somehow.
You pull in there.
Oh, yeah, it fell out.
Oh, it fell out.
That's right. I'm 2 feet from it.
You pull in there and you go to pump your gas.
There's a ghost.
It's $2.50.
Yeah.
They scam you. I thought that was illegal.
It was almost a 10.
You'd think it would be.
But it's not. It happened to me 3 times on this last trip. You know, I've driven across country four times from a Walzer car in the last 3 months. PA twice. Reno. I went to Reno and Yosemite,
Paul.
I just went to Denver. So it's good. I don't know. I like it.
That's gonna do it.
The travel company. Yeah, the pre-holiday show was really fun. Special guest LA Nick came in. Basically a 3-hour commercial for the rental division of Walser Automotive.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, a 3-hour commercial,
but
baby.
I think people should keep in mind that Walser does do paintless dent repair. and if you have a cracked windshield, you might not have to have that windshield replaced. They can fix it.
What are you dating, Paul? What the hell?
No, but they can fix it. They can fix that crack. Like, yeah, you won't find it. You literally won't find the crack.
Yep.
And Walser does that.
I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah, they fill it with something. If it's smaller than a quarter?
No, but they can do a crack.
As long as
they can do a hole.
Yeah. In the driver's
they
line,
can
direct
do a crack
line of vision.
Oh, because it'll skew. Anywhere.
Well, no, it's a state law.
They actually do cracks now.
Oh,
and you can't tell it was there.
We'll close with this. I bought the car from Walser. It's a very nice car, no doubt about it. I had it one day, and a car in front of me kicked up a rock and broke my windshield.
Oh, it's a no-fault glass state, so you're right.
It cost me $1,200.
Why? It's a no-fault glass state.
Well,
Minnesota's no-fault glass.
Yeah, it should be covered.
100%.
It didn't cover it.
Why?
That's really weird.
I don't know.
What I just had to get...
Shitolia. State Farm.
Because we're a no-fault glass state.
Well, somebody owes me $1,200, and I'll tell you
that. And if you can get a hold of George Corporal, he probably owes you a box of steaks.
That's right.
Dad probably just called some...
The wrong place.
Likely, yeah, like, yes. Come fix my windshield, and then they pay. You have to go through your insurance.
That would be him I called right there.
Right.
We are no-fault glass state, though.
I needed the
$1,200.
I was a little short on the rent.
If your windshield gets cracked in Minnesota, your insurance company has to pay for it.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Well, I better collect... Time for me to
not all states are, but Minnesota is a no
folks, we're running
state.
Out of tape. We will see no shows tomorrow. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.